Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Yamakisha. How may I assist you today?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out who y'all are. I got a transaction on my account, and I have no clue who y'all are.
Oh, okay, so you can perhaps provide me with the zip code so I can try to locate an account.
My zip code is 700, excuse me, it's 70394.
Thank you so much for that. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Jeremy Murray.
And you said 70394. Okay, so is there another name that the account could be in?
Pamela Bantini.
Okay, Pamela Bantini. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so can you verify the mailing address on that account for security purposes?
Ma'am, I'm not. We don't even know who y'all are, and account we don't know nothing about. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, I understand that. But for security purposes, before I discuss anything regarding the account, I would definitely need you to verify that shipping address.
So this is the point that I'm trying to make, is we don't even know what this is pertaining to and if we even have an account.
That's
we don't know.
But I'm trying to get access to the account so I can assist you with understanding what it is that the account is for. But I'm unable to do so without the verification of the address.
Okay, we don't know. So what's
if you don't want to verify your address, can you verify your email address?
Yeah. All right. My email address is Jeremy, J-E-R-O-M-I-E.
So, Miss Pamela Bicaccini, can you verify her email address?
It's Pamela N.N. Murray at gmail.com.
Murray1@gmail.com.
Say again, ma'am.
You said Pamela nnmurray1@gmail.com.
Yes, this is correct.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for that. So I do have an account for that name and that email address. Let's have a look. See, so on June 6th, Miss Pamela paid $7.95 for a kitchen. She won let me click on this to see what it was exactly.
All right,
for a kitchen. Okay.
Let me let you talk to her.
Okay.
She knows.
Hello?
Hi. So, do you remember, paying shipping and handling $7.95 for an exclusive offer for a kitchen gadget or something, maybe a mixer or a kitchen ST?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a free gift.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a free. It is a free gift. You were paying the shipping and handling for it, as well as the states and the terms and conditions that once you pay for that shipping and handling, you also be enrolled in our services as well, which is why you're seeing that charge on the account for the
$56.95. I want to cancel that. I don't want to be enrolled.
Yes, ma'am, I can definitely
anything.
Get you canceled. Give me a brief moment to get you canceled out and provide you with the cancellation number.
Okay.
Okay, so are you ready for that cancellation number? Are you there?
Yes.
You ready for the cancellation number?
Let me get a pen and paper, please.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so that's going to be C as in Charlie, 260-561-288.
All right. So I'm not going to be charged, right?
You will no longer be charged in the future. That's correct.
What about right now?
I have refunded the $56.95 back into the account. Please do allow at least 3 to 5 business days for that refund to enter the account, depending on your bank.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.